This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Boeing Starliner mission didn't go the way it was planned, but the unmanned capsule did make it safely back to Earth after an aborted flight to the International Space Station. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says despite the Starliner's failure to reach the International Space Station, a lot went well on the test flight.
Some of the hardest parts of this mission have now been proven to be very, very capable. And so that's all positive. You look at the landing, it was an absolute bullseye. Better than I think anybody anticipated.
But that failure did mean the crew members of the International Space Station didn't get their Christmas presents, a fact Boeing's Jim Chilton acknowledged.
I'd like to express Boeing's regrets to the ISS crew, to whom we did not bring the Christmas presents. That's not cool.
The expected Senate impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump got a lot of attention today on today's Sunday TV talk shows. One of the issues discussed was should witnesses be called to testify. On ABC's This Week, Republican Senator Ron Johnson said no.
The case is pretty thin that the House is sending over us, if they ever send it over to us. Pretty thin gruel from my standpoint. So we'll let both sides have a fair chance of making their case, and then we should take a vote.
Senate Democrat Doug Jones said yes.
The American people in the United States Senate deserve to have a full, fair, and complete trial. And that means witnesses. It means documents. It means getting the information out now in this very, very serious matter.
Afghanistan's Election Commission had good news for President Ashraf Ghani today. Preliminary results from September's presidential vote indicate he appears set for a second five-year term in office. He received almost 51% of the vote. Challenger Abdullah Abdullah got about 40%. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The UK-based grocery chain Tesco has halted production at a factory in China after a British newspaper reported it used forced labor to produce charity Christmas cards for the supermarket. AP correspondent Zuria Shackley reports.
The Sunday Times raised questions about the factory's labor practices after a six-year-old girl in South London found a card in her box already had a message written inside. It read, "We are foreign prisoners in Shanghai Qingpu Prison, China, forced to work against our will. Please help us and notify human rights organization." The girl's father told the BBC they first thought the message was a prank, but then realized it was potentially serious.
That was AP's Zuria Shackley in London. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi today defended a new citizenship law that critics claim discriminates against Muslims. The setting was a ruling Nationalist Party rally in New Delhi. This follows days of violent protests against the legislation. Reuters correspondent Emer McCarthy has more.
Officials said more than 1,500 protesters have been arrested since Parliament passed the law on December 11. With India's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh, seeing the worst violence. Rights activists in the state said police had raided their houses and offices to prevent them from planning fresh demonstrations. Uttar Pradesh is ruled by Narendra Modi's Nationalist Party and has long seen clashes between majority Hindus and minority Muslims. The law aims to grant citizenship to minority faiths from Muslim-majority Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh, deemed as suffering persecution there. But critics say it discriminates against Muslims and threatens India's secular ethos.
Emer McCarthy of Reuters. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's sorry for being away while the country was suffering through worsening bushfires. Morrison is back in Australia now, and Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
As the fires raged across the country, Morrison was on vacation in the United States. He was criticised for leaving the country during a crisis. He's apologised, but is defending his government's climate policies.
Emissions per year today, under our government, are on average 50 million tonnes a year less than they were under the previous government.
Morrison has visited the Rural Fire Service headquarters in Sydney and was briefed about the emergency in New South Wales, where more than 100 fires burn. Conditions Sunday have eased, allowing fire crews to prepare for more dangerous days in the weeks ahead. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
And I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.